The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition, Keep on the Shadowfell, Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Please!
You, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
So roll for her. You only roll damage.
This is versus what?
Yeah, I will miss horribly.
Thank goodness. It's an 11.
You roll against the dog.
That's an 18.
Reflex? Dog?
That hits the reflex of the puppy. Yep. So the puppy and this goblin guy take all your damage.
Plus my constitution modifier.
Black screen.
Yep. Reboot.
Bring you back into it.
Punch-a! 7.
Poor puppy.
So you take 7 points of ice damage. There's a lot of goblins, so they freeze and die.
I will then step forward and furious smash that one.
Okay.
And is freezing melee power?
No, it's an encounter.
Oh.
That's 19 versus fortitude. Yes.
19 versus fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
That will hit.
Okay, he will take 5 points of damage, and Nathan now has a plus 5 to hit and wound that guy. I will, of course, have to inform Nathan when he returns.
If he returns.
Yes.
Well, he'll return.
I did plan to bomb in the bathroom, so.
Okay.
I promise I don't fight.
Are you sure? The goblin cutter in front of you, Rogar, swings. Missing horribly. The other goblin cutter here swings at the juicy dwarf in front of him.
Juicy.
We prefer to refer them as voluptuous.
And we'll crit on you.
Maybe I shouldn't have taken my buddy off.
Oh, let's see. You're going to take...
Don't die.
4 points of damage.
If you die after 4 points of damage, I will laugh at you.
Dang.
You'll change his mood automatically.
And he gets a free attack on you with a minus 5 penalty.
Woot.
So basically, does a 19 hit your AC?
A 19? That's with a minus 5?
He rolls a 19, yes.
19 will hit my AC.
So you take another 4 points of damage.
Pwned!
No kidding.
Damn.
Nathan.
Yes?
The goblin cutter directly in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Now, the one right next to the wall, you have a plus 5 to
Belladonna.
Damage him.
Which one?
This thing is minions this have one hit point, but they
no,
still
no.
can hit you.
That one. Because there's no point giving him a plus 5 to hit and damage.
Belladonna.
I don't think so.
Belladonna.
You can do it.
Can I stand on the table?
Yes, you can. It takes an extra point.
If you're drunk.
That's fine. I had plenty.
Dog is wounded.
Woo, I'm on the
what?
Table.
Yeah. I was doing a table dance.
I pulled the...
pole descends from the ceiling.
I pull the attention of everyone.
And the goblins just go...
it's
a dance rave right
It's
there.
A dance-off! It's a dance-off! Stuff the zombie.
Oh, yeah. Really, all they wanted to do is they wanted to open a brothel in the old cave. There's no,
we just want hookers.
The Shadow Rift is entirely a metaphor for some horrible sexual thing.
We must perform the Shadow Rift.
We must open the Shadow Rift. Ooh.
I'm going to attempt to storm spike on him.
You just storm spike on him? Okay.
Attempt.
attempt to.
You storm spike the Shadow Rift? Oh.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's funny.
You're dirty. Reflex.
That will hit.
Finally. Two, two, five.
There's a cat. On your head.
Okay.
Mama.
Mama. I did forget.
Where is Boris?
That this guy is bloody. This guy is bloody. All right. Well, Zelda, you're up.
All right. Damn goblins.
We should have brought the little guy with us. Put him to work.
Most of my stuff is proven ineffective this evening, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No amount of power can counter bad dice rolling.
Exactly.
Number of bennies.
All right, I'm using my healing strike power, and I'm assuming it unnatural 20 hits.
Yes.
There's no reason to roll, but that means I can spend one of these, and I get an additional 5.
Dominion.
So
this bird is still dead. This minion is still dead.
The reason he's been up is he's been nailed there.
Well, it was nailed there because, you know...
Rough up his balls and boom!
This bird wouldn't boom if I put 4,000 volts through it. It's stone dead. It ceased to be.
This is an X.
If it wasn't nailed to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisies.
This join the choir invisible.
It has expired and joined the choir invisible. This is an X. Parrot.
I guess I'll have to be getting a new one, won't I?
Monty Python. Anyway!
The only way you get a new one in this country is to complain until you're blue in the face.
Oh!
Sorry, Governor.
He will go ahead and spasmatic hop the...
He spasmatically hop.
He will throw and then action move four back.
Who's
it's an
back?
18 at the unbloodied real goblin.
Unbloodied. As opposed to the unbloodied fake goblin.
What those guys are just pulls.
18 versus AC.
That'll hit.
That will be 10.
He is bloodied now.
Ha ha! Victory.
Victory is ours!
I declare this day VSK. Victory and Shadow Old Keep.
As long as you don't declare it VD.
I declare this day VD. I hope all of you brought a cleric.
Luckily, we got one. Anyway,
I got my cleric.
I got my cleric. Cleric, the divine protection.
All right.
Cleric, the only choice. I believe the correct statement for us is. We are so wrong on so many levels.
It's just one of those weekends.
Dirty cleric.
Goes
there. Goes
there. Right.
Rip the horns.
You got two goblin warriors trying to skewer you, Nathan, with spears.
Hi.
One will crit on you.
Ouch.
Oh,
bye. Another will get a mighty 12. And will gore me.
That'll crit.
but you're going to take 8 points of damage. Whew. Okay.
Flip the middle one.
Flip the middle one, what?
Yes, flip the middle one.
The other one that's taped over at the end.
Yes, that
kind
one
of
needs to stay on.
Why is that one taped over?
Because it turns off the power.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'd rather not have the aquarium go again.
Oh, but very cool.
That's what happens when you have no body fat.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
She honestly can't.
I'm just saying, it happens when you have no body fat.
Yeah, she's the lucky one.
Amen. I would love to have that problem.
I would love to have the problem of not being able to produce body fat, but I would not love to be in the situation she's in.
I agree. I would love to be able to have the... I would love to have the issue of not having enough body fat, no matter what I tried.
I'd love to duplicate the effects...
The health concerns that come along with that, I would much rather not have.
Okay, what happens here, Ethan?
Well, your mom. Sorry.
Yeah, that's so tired and weak, it's not even funny. That just goes along with you being the worst ranger ever.
I know.
You're not helping yourself in the situation, you realize, right?
Well, Nathan, hope your character's ready for a sex change.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can't find anything, let me know. There's another piece of pizza.
He hits you.
There's muffins.
He hits you, and you lose a healing surge.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's okay. He had plenty to spare.
Not anymore.
Oh, really?
Now that you say that, that one healing surge will make all the difference.
I'm down to 50% of my healing surges.
He's only got as many as I do now.
So what you're saying is after we clear this level, we need to sleep for the night?
One more fight, maybe.
Just one more, guys.
Don't worry. You'll all be able to go to sleep listening to me weep. I'll cry myself to sleep.
No, I will help you get to sleep. Whack! Fun.
Ah, that deals with that problem.
19 points?
Did I knock you out? I'm fucking dead!
Alright.
You seem trustworthy.
That's done. Carry on.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Neat.
No, cool. Actually, slightly disorganized.
I'm going to mark him. And
oh, Nathan.
Yeah.
No, you have to do that on your turn. Never mind.
What?
Please, triple attack.
Yeah. Well, it's a free action. I have to wait till my turn. But yeah. They will all be my targets on my turn. All 18. Of them will be my bitches. You will be the ball suckers.
That'll hit.
What was it? You are the ones that will be licking the balls.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Yeah.
It's all your motherfuckers are gonna pay. You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Yep. Anytime you make
a clip, you will see
my
face.
7 points of damage.
You died.
Sport.
Who died?
One of the goblins.
One of the two goblins.
Damn it.
Killed him.
Which one?
Ragnir.
Okay, this was the one you got, I have a plus 5 against, right?
Yep.
I suddenly feel a little more tired. Earthshield Strike, I have a plus 5 to hit.
And damage.
And damage. Why the hell not?
I have to heal my wolf.
That would be a 17.
Including the plus 5.
17 versus AC will hit.
8.
10.
A lot.
Plus 5.
Oh. 15.
He's dead a lot.
Oh, and I use my daily power. Or not my daily, my it's, yeah, it's a daily power.
Daily utility?
Daily utility called Triumphant Vigor.
I am triumphant!
I gain, regain hit points equal to 1d6 plus my wisdom modifier plus my con modifier. So, 1d6 plus 9 is, I get back 14 hit points.
Woo.
And I'm full up, and that doesn't even take up a health charge.
Rogar!
I'm like, I feel much better. Oh, my wizard.
There's a minion left. I will go ahead and beat it.
Quick question.
Yes?
I will miss horribly.
Utility powers. How often can I use that? Oh, it's marked as daily. Never mind.
If it's a daily, you can only use it once.
Per day.
Per day.
Daily.
In a row!
Extended rest. Recharges after an extended rest. Alright.
I just, the other ones are all marked with daily and the subheaders and the bars, and this one wasn't. It's just utility, so I had to look at it a little bit closer.
Yeah, it's daily in a row.
I suppose I should read before I do anything.
Okay.
Literacy is overrated.
Yeah, reading is so overrated.
Pizza!
Coming, right. Charging through the door.
Out the door.
Back here.
Okay,
go
get the door.
Four goblins.
Three goblins. Back.
Hello, hello. Step in from the cold.
Yes, please step inside. We have cats that like to run out the door.
Which haven't awakened, apparently.
All right.
Thank God. They can just stay asleep.
I'll have to wait for him to get back here so Clark gets attacked.
No, Clark!
Clark!
Oh, and there still is a goblin cutter left, isn't there?
Clark hits.
Clark spasmatic hops forward. Clark fires javelin. He hits.
It's not Clark's turn.
Damn! I wanted to move for Clark. Clark is in danger.
The goblin butter crits on you again.
Sandra's dice. You have no dice to blame but your own.
The dice you roll may be your own.
The dice that kill you may be your own. Remember.
You hand me one of the red tokens. And you're pushed one square back into the corner.
Back into the corner.
Take 4 points of damage.
You! Back into the corner!
Cutter is
I think my name is. No. I shift forward one square and go, your name is Dan. Your name is Dan, piece of shit.
The one that squished it.
You want the personal pan cheese or the personal pan cheese?
Anyway,
I was kind of talking to you.
Still coming now. You hear some more barking.
Whoa.
What the hell is that?
Nobody said nothing about pets! Stupid vermin with wings!
No, Wolf, no!
They're like rats with wings!
No, Bob. I like Bob.
Bob's dead.
He's close.
Now he's dead.
Not yet.
Basically, those things shred up the tapestry, and these drakes basically come lurching forward.
Drakes?
Rats with wings, I tell you! Rats with wings!
What's a drake? I don't think I've ever seen one.
We can kill it. We can eat it, right?
Okay. Don't make me beat you in the head with this!
Too late.
I will beat you! Got a womp womp. Oh, side of the head!
Don't let me go upside your head.
Basically, that's an interesting way to do the Pillsbury Doughboy. You poke someone else and then go. They are basically like dragon-like animals. So these essentially look sort of like these.
Okay.
Speak in your language to them.
They're more like the dragon version of a guard dog.
Yeah.
In other words, they have
as they come out and viciously trying to kill
woof,
me.
Woof, woof, bark. Ow, woo.
Okay.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Well,
bad dog,
go
no
to, let's see, the goblin warriors who came around the back way. Who came in the back door.
Does Park get to go?
I know.
Wow.
Does Park get to go?
No.
I want to move Park. He's in danger.
All right.
No, Park, no.
Clark is having two spears thrust at him and a javelin thrown at him, so... the first spear hits a 24, the second spear hits a 9, and the javelin hits a 12.
Okay, he only takes one thrust.
He takes one thrust of 5 points of damage.
From the back door.
In the back door, ouch.
Giggity giggity.
In the back door. Yes.
That's all he can take.
Giggity goo.
I don't know, and Clark's back door has got to be goo.
Oh, Michael, why?
You asked for it.
I did.
What's the matter? Don't like what you got in return?
I just died on the inside.
Well, that's what you get.
I know.
She's got this vision of Clark bent over.
Ribbit!
This horrified look on his face.
Will it sicken them if he vomits and does everything on them?
All right, well, a few guard drakes.
Is that a scuttlefish just woof, vomiting body fluid?
Try to bite. Okay. One tries to bite you, Bilda. With a 12 versus AC.
Miss!
The other one tries to bite the dog.
You fail.
With a 22 versus AC.
Good lord!
Things are not looking well for the dog.
No.
The dog takes 19 points of damage.
And the dog.
Ouch! Your puppy goes down.
Oh no.
Your puppy is dead. See what happens
19
when you
points
name
of damage?
Yes.
Oh no.
A guard drake lunges out from behind the lunges through the tapestry and basically rips your dog apart.
He's not dead yet, he's just down.
He's just
well,
dead. Yes.
Depends.
Can she go into a rage?
No.
And start kicking the shit out of everything.
Nope.
That's my baby.
Don't matter.
I don't want it to die.
All right.
He's dead. How do I fix
starts it? Tearing into the dog, and the dog is not doing well.
I'm not ready.
The sharpshooter is
here to die. I'm
going
to have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive.
I can even hit them up if you want.
It's not joking.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank the fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive?
Alright, the sharpshooters who pop out. Fire all their fire crossbows. One crossbow bolt at Belda. For 28.
Hit.
You must have got
doing 9 points of damage. Crossbow bolt at Ragnir. Getting a mighty 16.
No.
And one crossbow bolt at Rogar, hitting a 26.
I just think that hits, but let me check.
You take 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Beware, the dice that make you could be your own.
And now it's Belladonna's turn.
Hoot!
Wait. Not quite Belladonna's turn. Belgaron is there.
Belgaron the Fat?
Yeah, Belgaron the Fat. He's right here.
Hey, look! It's Belgaron the Fat!
He's there.
Fatty! Fat, fat, fatty!
An obese golem. He's a very morbidly obese golem.
Hey, fatty, fatty, fatty!
Goblin. Fatty. Goblin. Ooh, golem. Fatty.
Not a golem, he's a goblin.
I'm out, guys. Yeah.
The exit again.
Look at the huge
there's
roar
this lot of
on that one. He's got eaten, I tell ya.
And he's firing his crossbow bolt.
That's the one who's calling him fat.
Well, he
can't
good,
see you.
He has a good clear shot at one dwarf. They'll shoot at that dwarf. 18 versus AC?
Yep.
You're so fat, when you sit around the house, you sit around the house.
6 points of damage. This fat goblin wears leather armor that bulges from his weight. He has thick, knotty fingers, cruel eyes, and a terrible disposition. Apparently, that's his description. Anyway, now it's Belladonna's turn.
Ragnar, you're failing on your job!
Once more, I will attempt
kiss
the
off.
Flame seed. Here.
Okay.
14.
Well, flame seed needs to target a creature. The target is one creature,
damn
so
it.
You have to attack a creature
right,
with
this
it.
One.
Okay, so you're attacking one of the drakes.
14 versus what? Reflex?
Reflex. I should have attacked this dude.
14 versus reflex will hit that drake.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Roll your damage.
Way to go, you had an attack that hit.
You found the one that wasn't a dud.
Five!
Five and...
Three?
Any... No. Any enemy that...
So it goes. From here goes one and one.
Yeah, whoever starts there.
That's any
arm
is it
moves
any
into
enemy?
The any enemy.
Okay, so Belda doesn't have to worry about it.
Nope.
Basically it's gonna hit the fact that breaks on their next turn. Speaking of Belda, it is Belda's turn.
Damn, winged rats.
They're not winged. They don't have wings. The Drake thingies don't have wings.
Do no, the Drakes?
They don't have wings.
They don't have
okay.
Wings. It's the
I just
only
don't have Drake minis, but I have
too.
Those.
Okay.
They work. And I'm not going to cut the wings off, because they look cool.
Yeah. Damn fanged rats! I suppose I figure out what I'm doing first. I need to get hit points back, is what I need to do. I'm going to do...
Bacon.
Bacon of hope.
there we go.
Bacon.
These burly four-legged reptiles appear strong and powerfully built.
Does an 18 hit. AC.
Yes.
Okay. I need to borrow your D10 if I may. That is...
Bacon.
20 points of damage.
How would you cast?
Bacon of hope.
My encounter power. And I get 5 hit points back.
That's it?
It is bloodied. And remind you guys after the last combat was your second combat of the day, so you all have another action point. I don't think anybody has really spent any. So
no, we've been spending our binnies.
You have 2 action points, which give you, you can spend to give you an extra action, remember? Clark is up.
Clark, flee! Stop taking
the
Pooper!
He will scream like a ninny. Shift 5 feet back.
And chuck a javelin.
At bunch of flowers.
Directly in front of him.
Get bunch of flowers.
20.
Nice. Six.
That will hit.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. That's 8 points of damage.
He's still up. Cariona.
Which one killed my wolf?
The one that's bloody.
The one that's still chewing on your wolf's
spleen.
Mangled spleen. Right now.
I'm going to use careful attack.
Oh, the time for being careful is over.
Nine.
Use an action point. Do it again.
Sixteen
will hit his AC. It's versus AC, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you give it back? Oh. 8 points of damage.
Okay. It's still up. Don't look too happy.
Not for long.
Ragnar.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the attack of opportunity to mark all three of those guys.
Okay, so...
You don't have to take attack. You move there and there.
Oh, that's true. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Actually, it's not 1, 2. It's just an open space.
Well,
the table is an extra movement, and the chairs are just chairs. Yeah.
1, 2. Hi, everybody!
I just had to spend more time to climb on the table.
The table is something you can
do. You're my new friends. I hope you don't mind. But
let's have a tea party.
The gift I love to give to all my friends is called...
my new friends.
What do you mean?
It's called Earth Spikes.
He never gave me an Earth Spike.
I'm going to hit him. And it's a burst of 1, so it goes 1, 1, 1.
Okay.
All around. It's adjacent. Each adjacent square. So it goes boom, boom, and go around the mall.
Where is it?
Earth Spikes. On that guy.
Yep.
Mark this as I use it.
It's a target, one creature.
Yeah.
And then it's everything.
It's strength versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
And... it says 5. Strength versus AC. Until the end of next turn, the target space in each adjacent space is filled with spikes.
It'll damage the others on their turn. Yeah. Basically,
If I manage to hit. So it's plus 5 to whatever I roll, which is a 21.
That will hit the Goblin Sharpshooter.
Hi! You're my new friends! Wham! Do you enjoy? 12 points of damage.
Ouch. So, this one dies?
No, not yet. On their turn, he dies.
On his turn, it will die. It is now...
Bloodied?
No, he is not bloodied. It is now Rogar's turn.
He's facing the corner.
He's cutting himself now.
With the halberd.
So I know how that I can feel.
Creepy dragon man.
I will move there, and since a halberd has reach, I can reach there, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Or I could hit that one.
Slap! No, hit the drake.
Okay. I will use Bastion of Defense! We're all going to die! I'm too young to die! 14, I assume, will miss. Versus AC.
Versus AC on that, yes, a 14 will miss.
How about a
crit? Oh! Sorry, no, they're immune. Yeah.
Well, that is now going to be very, very dead.
And you're using a slashing weapon, right,
yep.
Albert? Okay.
Ethan?
You can't really disarm the thing. It doesn't have anything to
cut. Oh, you can?
The card really won't matter. I do max damage, correct?
Correct.
That will be 35.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter. That one's the bloodied one. Yes, it's dead.
All right, everyone within 5 squares of me, which is
everyone.
Guess. Plus 1 to all your defenses until the end of the encounter, which means all your AC goes up by 1. In addition, all of you gain 10 temporary hit points.
I like 10 temporary hit points.
And they like you.
So I have 54 hit points for right now.
I am stuck on Band-Aid, because
Band-Aid's stuck on me.
I will now spend one of my action points, and I will Furious Smash that one. Okay, he'll bend it. Okay, that will hit. He will take 5 points of damage.
Smash. Which one?
This one.
Yeah.
The one I hit.
Okay.
He takes 5 points of damage, and Nathan now has a plus 5 to hit and damage him. So long as it's his next
swing. He is bloodied now. He is bloody now. Alrighty.
I think that was her alarm.
Yeah. Alright, there we go, guys. I'm now basically at the end of my buffing ability.
That one was pretty damn good.
Well, if you can't buff, what use are you?
Mm-hmm.
I could do guarding attack.
Oh, God.
He does more damage than I do.
Only when he crits.
I do a d10 plus 5.
He does more damage than I do. I only have a strength of 2.
I do a d10 plus 4.
No, you don't. You do a d10 plus 5.
No, not with damage.
Oh, my basic attack, yes.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
But this right here does not add into your damage.
All
right,
the spell run.
What is your strength, a 20?
18.
Should be a plus 4, then.
No, it is. And I have a missing plus 1.
That comes with the levels.
Yeah, but the thing is that leveling, that plus 1 from the leveling does not factor into your damage.
I don't know. It came up on my character sheet.
Well, look at your actual ability. You'll notice right here, my strength is now as plus 3. But if you look here, my battle axe is a plus 5 for attack, but my damage is only plus 2. So it actually doesn't factor in. Ethan already explained that earlier in the game. When a stat modifies damage, it never goes up above whatever the base stat is.
Mm-hmm. Would have been 34.
It still would have died.
It still would have died a horrible, terrible, nasty death.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Belgron moves back towards the door and then fires off his crossbow again.
Hey, fatty, 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 fatty.
If you wobble, 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 wobble.
Chunk! Where'd he go?
Opens the door. So he fires his crossbow at the closest person, which is Belda.
Now, do I get any sort of cover since he's firing through two other targets?
No, you can fire through your enemies.
His allies do not provide cover to you.
I can dream, can't I?
You can, but it's not going to help you. Let's see. Oh, yeah. 25 versus AC.
Yup.
I'm going to bounce you like a basketball.
For 9 points of damage.
Someone want to mark me as bloodied.
And it's the goblin's turn, and the minion here dies.
And they all take 5 points of damage.
Oh, well. That will be the next hit I get.
5, you say?
Yep, I'll take 5.
Yep.
Remember your temporary hit points. Remember them, and use them first.
I just did, believe me.
Okay. I'm now out of point for the shift. Shift.
There they go.
Oh! Like, where are you going?
Moves back to there.
But we just started playing!
The sharpshooters, these guys will fire at you.
Of course.
Good.
See, at this point, that tapestry is
toast.
Toasted at this point. Shoot at the creepy dwarf who
toasted him. Tapestries.
And he sort of howled and went, meh!
No. I actually didn't buy anymore. My skill, that's gone. Anymore.
That were one where that
just,
came from.
Yeah, just because you can.
Yeah.
Just because it throws him off. Like,
it makes him look at you cross-eyed.
Getting a 27 versus AC and a 18 versus AC. You will take 10 points of damage from a crossbow bolt.
I'm back down to my normal hit points.
The other sharpshooter takes a shot at the other dwarf, Belda, who's becoming a veritable pincushion right now. Does
no kidding.
19 versus AC.
Yup.
Is that with the plus 1?
Yup.
7 points of damage, as another crossbow bolt goes,
funk!
Now I am bloodied.
Okay, now you are bloodied. I was doing what I could to absorb.
Yes, yes. And the 10 hit points saved a lot.
Dink. Dink.
No, Clark!
Two spears coming at Clark. An 8 and a 19.
I think the 8 will hit, but the 19 will miss.
Okay, that's fine. He'll take 8 points of damage.
Clark is now bloody. No, he's not, because he just used
hit points.
He uses temporary hit points.
Does a 15 hit his AC?
Not anymore!
I think that's all of those guys. So, Belladonna.
Woot! I I'm going to move here.
Okay.
Can I see him?
Yes, you can.
All right. Gonna
attempt, don't let him get to that door.
Going to attempt a frost flash on him.
Flash.
What's your range on it?
10.
Number one of us.
You're good.
Oh. Got one left.
Sad Beck.
I am very sad. Woo!
Nice.
Yeah.
The order of the night is to critically fail, then critically succeed.
Sure.
What do you do on him?
Right, what are you doing?
Frost flash. 1d6 plus.
He takes 9 points of damage. And the target is immobilized until the end of your next turn.
Doesn't he? Oh, he takes max. Okay.
Primal Guardian.
And he...
You got to eat.
He's not getting to that door this round.
Oh, now that the pizza's been delivered, I can no longer worry about that.
And that was... Oh, yeah. Magic.
And it was magic, right?
Yes. What is it say?
Give me an attack roll versus his will defense.
No, she's writing a story.
It's going to be a... Add your willpower modifier.
Oh, that'd be a 21. Or a 20. Sorry.
Okay, you go... Zap! As he gets frozen in place, and then there's like this shimmering. It's like you really tapped into some magical power with that. And he goes... Boom! And disappears.
No!
Planar Rift. Normal damage and target sent to a random plane. Will negate.
After I recover from the surprise of that.
Right, wada, wada, wada.
I want to know where he ends up.
The goblin next to him is like...
It's the whole, holy shit.
I want to use one of my points that you said we had.
Action points?
Action points. I can make
another standard action.
I would like
the other goblin.
Actually, I want to cast Bark Skin on you.
Well, okay.
Which increases your AC. Bye.
I'm more worried about the other goblin getting back out that door.
Too bad. You have 3 more AC.
Alright.
That's all we hear.
Until the end of my next turn.
Gotcha.
Alrighty. Belda, you're up.
Wow, all you guys didn't want him. I'm sorry about that.
That was fucking awesome.
Cool. Now we don't have to fight him.
That
was funny.
Are you going to roll a dice and tell us where he ended up?
Oh, you guys have no idea where he ended up.
I know, I just wanted to
Nobody knows where he ended up. Some field.
Does a 16 hit the Drake?
16 AC. Hit the Drake AC? Yes, it does.
Excellent. That is... 7 points.
Okay.
And I am now unbloodied.
Unbloodied.
Right.
Unbloodied and uncut.
All right. Alright.
Clark.
Back up, check his next jet flow.
Shift back.
23.
There you go.
That's another 8 on the one he hit before.
That one's bloodied now.
Go, Clark! Hold the rear flag!
Is he going... He's just urinating all over the town. Starts vomiting things. There's this nasty stench. You guys have preferred to ignore it at this point. Like, yes, Clark, we know you're busy!
Can you projectile vomit?
Carry on, you're up.
He's get the goblin in the rear!
It's like all of you guys are facing this way. The only one that knows the size back here. Because he keep going, ribbit, 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 where were we?
I'm going to put my 100 square on that guy.
Okay.
And he's careful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your forehead.
20.
Yeah, oh, she's fighting a sinus infection.
No, she no, fought the table and
on the table.
Yeah, I know, but I'm also
21.
Trying to breathe.
I fought the table and the...
And that's that one back.
Oh. Wow. Four.
She got a four.
She got a four. Alright. Well, he takes your mighty 4 points of damage and goes,
once again, proving.
Ragnar.
Once again, proving she is the worst ranger ever.
Maybe that goblin will be smart.
Shipped up.
Thanks if he goes through that again. Door, he'll disappear.
Shipped up, mark him both again, and then I'm going to go, hi, Earthshield Strike.
Swing on the bloodied one.
If I can keep from cocking the die. That's a 14.
She said.
14, even with a plus 5?
Oh, I have a plus 5?
If you're swinging at the bloodied one.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a 19 then.
Will hit.
And damage.
Damage is a 13.
That kills it.
Blech.
I do have some abilities, you know.
There's that. And then you I use my action point and go, hi! You! It's you! Right in front of me! I do a strength of stone.
I think I've actually heard some rap music like that.
I got a 19 to hit.
We're in a Republic enemy with Rex right here.
19 to hit. Does that hit his AC?
Yes.
Okay. He takes another 7 points of damage. And now I have 5 additional temporary hit points. Mike.
How much damage?
Hi!
How much damage?
7.
He's still up.
Not for long.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Rogar! I will head over towards Clark in seek of emotional comfort, realizing that there are now goblins there. Move 1 square forward.
As you come up next to him.
OMG!
Clark says, ah!
I will use Guardian Attack on the unbloodied one. That will hit. That's a 27.
20 umph something.
Yeah, 20 something. Okay, so that is...
Invaders.
17 points of damage.
That one dies.
Is this the bloodied one?
Then
the bloodied one is dead.
The unbloodied.
Oh, the unbloodied one is
yes,
dead.
There.
He's bloodied now, right?
He did 17.
Clark now has a...
That one is bloodied now.
Clark now has a plus 6 to his AC against that guy. I'll then spend my last remaining action point and swing at the bloodied one.
Which bloodied one?
The other one. It's a 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do 5. Well, that
he's still alive.
I don't know. Why the hell? How about 9?
Still lives.
Okay, well, I'm not going to waste another Benny on this.
Alrighty. We are back up to the top. Well, let's see what does Zelgron do? Zelgron gets erased. Okay. Goblins get to go. Alrighty. Those goblins actually saw what happened there. No. They're like, here, we need to kill things. Ah! Doo-doo-doo. shoot back. Because Belgrond's with us, we can survive! Because he can't see over there. This guy's like, screw you guys, I'm so out of here. Goes one, opens the door, and then does a second move into the room.
I'm not paying enough for this.
For full 25, I don't know. Alright.
You're getting paid for this?
Mm-hmm.
I got screwed.
Alright, so let's do the warriors here. One spear on Rogar, one spear on Clark. Rogar, a 20 versus AC, and yep. Clark, a 20 versus AC.
Wow.
I think that's 2 hits.
Yeah. Well, at least you can't be anything, you know, you can't be called anything other than consistent.
Rogar, 7 points of damage.
Yeah, my temporary hit points will absorb that.
Clark, left. 8 points of damage.
He takes 6. He is now bloodied.
Clark, is that okay?
Javelin to Rogar. Does 23 versus AC?
I think I'll give it to you.
Okay, well then I'll give you 7 points of damage for that.
Okay, I'll take 4 real points of damage and start.
I was going to give you 7 points of damage, but I decided just to give you 7
hit points. How many hit points do you have left?
I have 1.
Holy shit!
Alright, I was trying not to use this one, but it looks like I'm going to.
Alright, the sharpshooter shoots at Ragnar.
Hi.
Actually, it's a 20. Good lord, 27 versus AC.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll hit.
Doing 11 points.
Between Clark and I, we got 5.
Does Clark have any healing surges?
Yeah, he's got 2.
Okay. Does your wolf have any healing surges?
Yes, he has 1.
Okay, good. Well, I was trying not to use this one because it's my daily, but this is really the best use I can imagine for it. Short of two other people.
Do it fast!
Uh huh.
My fourth ed books.
Wherever
I hit them.
Whoa! Good God, y'all! What is it good for?
That opens up to a room beyond.
Absolutely nothing! Alright.
That was a 4.0 PHP. Belladonna.
Do you need to borrow a 4.0 PHP?
It's a rock person, but I wrote it.
Touché.
What's that?
What?
I've met some of your relatives.
Nothing.
I said, do you rock compared to some of my relatives? Because she was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should meet some of our cousins.
I wasn't talking about cousins. I was talking about more immediate family.
Yeah, you should meet my half-sister, Brenna.
Oh, I missed the Drake. That's okay. The Drake is going to chew on Belda.
Yep.
Where are you seeing this round?
Good job. I got the Benny suspend. And the Drake will crit on you.
No, he doesn't.
Take 2.
Drake will hit a 12 AC.
No.
All right.
High five.
No.
Denied.
No.
Ouch.
Serve.
Burn.
Damn, that hurt my soul.
Yes, sir. Take it to the streets. Okay. Now we're at Belladonna.
Okay.
That was the sucking sound.
Yes.
His sucking wound.
I
I'm taking
a minor action to shapeshift.
I am the Frito Bandito.
Okay. You shapeshift. Form shape of
puppy water.
Okay.
Why are you so goddamn useless?
The real question is, who forms the head?
Yeah.
I form the head!
I don't think we want to know.
Can I take a 5-foot step into here and attack him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've been your shift is a minor, so your shape shifting is a minor, and then that's essentially a move to do that. So you have a standard left.
I'm going to use my grasping claws.
Sink your teeth into something juicy.
You're going to grasp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
25 versus AC. It's versus reflex. 25 versus reflex.
25 versus anything.
That will hit anything. Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh.
It's a Drake. It's like.
Four. Oh, and he is. Load.
Okay. Is that a save ends or is it a
it's until the end of Mike's next turn.
Belda, you're up.
Alright.
Just back 1 AC.
Hmm.
Okay, good. I am using Beacon of Hope. I am hitting the Drake.
Bacon.
I should say I'm targeting the Drake. I'm not sure. Do I actually have to make contact with a weapon, hit the Drake, or do I just...
What's the attack?
It says attack, wisdom versus will.
Look up in the actual stat block of it up top. Does it say melee weapon or one creature? I mean, what does it say in
close burst. Anything within a close burst. Three.
So you don't actually have to
Wake up and smack. And then I will target that, the Drake. The target is weak until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
And all the allies within 5 squares of me gain 5 hit points and get a healing surge. So
you have to hit it, I think. So.
Okay, 17.
What's the...
Plus 6 attack on the holy symbol.
And this versus will?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that hits. So it is weakened?
Yes, and everybody gets a healing surge plus 5. So you, your wolf, you, Clark... Bacon.
Everyone's at a burst of what? 5?
5. Everybody gets a healing surge if you want one, and 5 hit points.
Okay, I'll just take the 5 hit points, because that puts me at 43. I don't need to do my healing surge. I'm almost healed up as it is. Your dog's like, I live.
Lark is no longer bloody!
Are you?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I had one hit point.
So he got 16, you got what, 16 hit points back?
I got 13. 5
oh,
plus
you have 8. Yeah, that's right. I have 11.
Alright. Clark is up.
Shift back, Clark!
He will shift back and chuck at the guy directly in front of him. Critting.
Critting.
Alright, with the javelin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. What is his max damage?
9.
That's the one that's been bloodied all this time, right?
He goes, I'm still alive! I'm
yes, he's dead now. His immobilized corpse is dead.
Ooh. It's now pinned there to the ground.
Yes.
Like an AVP spear.
Yes. Cariona.
Which did not make it into the new AVP.
Oh, it didn't make it into the AVP? Well, it was kind of an OP gun. It wasn't a one-shot, one-kill.
Well, you think that's bad. All the Predator's weapons in multiplayer are one-shot, one-kill now.
Nice. Of course, you probably only get one shot before something eats you.
I'm going to have Bob use Predator Strike against this guy here.
The aliens are much slower than they used to be in the other ones.
Huh.
Well, they balanced it out because
Bob
it's now a console game. And
Predator Strike?
Yeah, think of it this way. Can you see a console player being able to control an alien at the speed that the aliens have?
I remember one of my...
14 versus AC.
One of the guys I talked to, or actually it was...
Pebble Miss.
Alex's brother. Okay. He told me about it. He's like, he couldn't stand playing an alien.
Ragnar, you're up.
Because you auto-climb on walls on console.
You don't on the computer. You have to actually use a button to transition. I'm going to shift forward and go, hello, you can't run from me! And Urshel strike. With a 24.
Roll your damage.
Quit complaining!
For 12 points of damage... And my AC goes up by 1.
For 12 points of damage?
12 points of damage.
He is bloody now.
Suddenly, the warden is actually doing damage like he's supposed to.
I've got this one, guys!
He's not protecting the...
Rogar.
I'm like, I got it, guys! And you guys are going, we're over here, we're getting our butts kicked! Yeah, give me a second, I'll get this one in a second!
I will actually swing at the goblin before I move. 23 versus AC.
That will hit.
Jeez.
For 5. Hopefully that'll finish him.
Nope. Still alive.
I'm kidding. Fine, not bad. How about 14?
Yeah.
That killed him.
He's like, I'm still alive! Let me try that again.
Like, wait, rewind.
He's like, what? Stab. I'm still alive! Twist.
Then I will move up 2 squares on him.
Okay. And we are to the top. These lovely goblins.
Oh! Shift back. Forward.
It's like a do-si-do. Do.
I shift forward, you shift back. Dun, 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 dun,
back to back.
Alright, Drake.
Is this like 2 steps forward, 2 steps back? What?
The Drake goes after Belda again.
That Drake has your name.
15 versus AC.
Ah! I think that hits.
Terribly. It's like a critical, man.
It was a natural 15? Damn.
So does that hit?
No.
No.
He's got an AC of like 17.
17 plus
yeah.
1.
Yeah, 18.
And he still misses, so yeah, we'll just let that be. Let's see. The sharpshooter shoots at you, Nathan. It's a 24.
Barely. Yeah, I have a 22 right now.
Doing 6 points of damage. The goblin warrior tries to skewer.
Oh no.
Rogar.
My badge is at home.
Oh crap! You
Can
guys gotta go.
Temporary badges.
There's nobody at the desk. Oh,
you guys better. You guys better go soon then, shouldn't you?
No, I'll be okay.
There. What time do you have to be there?
At 10. I'll be fine.
17 versus 8.
I'm not worried about it.
You would hit, but I'm a bastion of defense.
Anyway when I go
okay.
In, so.
Okay, wait, Belgron gets to... Yeah. Belladonna.
Belgron is sitting in another dimension right now being raped by demons.
Okay, can I make another 5 foot...
Demons are here, piggy.
Yeah.
Can I make another 5 foot slide to be behind this guy so I can get flanking?
Yes.
Alright.
Only if you're really nice to Ethan.
I can be nice.
No.
I like her more than I like you anyway, so... Besides, there's nothing impeding her way there anyway.
I'm gonna claw at him again.
Okay, you get a plus 2 to your attack roll.
No more
I'm
pennies.
Out.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I stabbed myself. Damn.
Oh.
Well, at least it's not a critical failure. Oh.
You go. with now Belda.
You get flanking.
Your friends
now?
Are trying to stab themselves in the face.
Hasn't anyone ever shown you how to use the pointy end?
They're claws.
They're not like, something I work with every day.
Okay, flanking bonus does what?
Plus two.
Does a 16 hit?
Does a 16 hit the
so.
Goblin the Drake? Yes, it does.
Sweet. Takes 5 points of damage, and Clark gains 5 hit points.
Oh, and it's not slowed anymore.
Yeah.
Not that it was moving,
five,
but...
5 points, you said? 5 points?
It's cool.
Okay.
He's not close enough, is he?
Clark!
No, he's not.
Clark will, fire him. 15.
Versus what?
AC.
Misses.
The yep. The what?
The goblin.
Oh, the goblin.
Cariona.
I am going to move forward. 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Actually, you know what? Honestly,
you probably go.
Probably,
you're right here, right?
You can move
yeah.
So that you don't
one,
provoke, which is fine.
2, 3, 4.
You're just gonna stay
fine.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Just gonna shoot him. Mark.
Take out your fingers.
Take out the bodies and the trash.
Aww.
It's a 3.
Bang.
Our dice like 3s. I think you're the only one with Benny's left. Oh, you have one there.
I have yeah. One.
You also have an action point.
11.
16.
She has one, plus 7.
Plus
so
7, 18.
18?
18.
That will hit.
I am saving this for dire instances. Like,
D6.
I rolled a natural 1.
Wow.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.